Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your hostess for tonight, Miss LaCrush Hearts, and I am here to give you some good tunes as well as correspond or, you know, moderate the web chat party that's going down on the sponsored chat tonight, the Swing City Network. You can join me in the chat room at theswingcity.ning.com. That's theswingcity.ning.com. And that's what I got going on right now. Also, I am waiting for our good friend and SSOM correspondent, Trinity Blake, who's at, right now, the Lifestyle Lounge. Got off the phone with her. She's there. She's setting up. She's getting ready. And she'll be calling periodically throughout the night or throughout these 2 hours, I should say, and letting us know what's going down, what's the download, and how they're doing out there in Dallas, Texas. Well, on that note, I'm just going to get into my list, play some tunes, and try to see what's going to happen tonight. So right now, I think I'm going to start off with a little Beyoncé.
Thank you.
am. Let me tell you what I want to do. Let me show you that I feel to you. Wanna freak, wanna ride with you. Wanna taste, wanna put my lips all over you. Can't get enough of you. Always thinking of you. So sweet, I can't forget. So good, girl, you make me sweat. Girl, I'm talking about you. Oh, I need it cause you know that I'm a dream. That's right. It's even better when it's with ice cream. Know what I mean? Peaches and cream. I need it cause you know that I'm a dream. Getting freaky and I'm girl, you taste so good to me. Oh, oh, oh. I never thought that I would be so addicted to you. On top, underneath, on the side of you. Better yet, baby, right next to you. That's the way you're just flowing down. And I can feel it all around. In the front, in the back of you. Oh, I love the smell of you. Girl, you know what I'm talking about. I need it cause you know that I'm a dream. When I eat it up, got your arms around my neck and I can't get up. See the boy I'm 112, we from the A. Got the A, peaches, shawty, we don't play. All the ladies in the house, if your peach is it. Put your hands in the air, but position clear. Getting free, I need it cause you know that I'm a
dream. That's right, girl, you are so tasty.
Holding down the fort right now. Trinity Blake is doing her thing at the Lifestyle Lounge in Dallas, Texas. If it's still early, the doors just opened up. If it seems like if you're in the area, if you're in Dallas, Texas, you want to go out, you want to have a good time, like I said, we're on location right now. The doors is wide open. You can definitely go out, show your support, you know, have a good time, get out the house, you know, call us up while you're there. Let us know what it is you getting into, how it looks out there. Give us your 411. You know, be our reporter on the scene, so to speak. Let me give y'all the address to the Outer Limits nightclub. It's not a nightclub, but the Outer Limits Club. It is 2438 Walnut Hill Ridge Drive in Dallas, Texas. That's 75007. Y'all can go to MetQuest.com or maps.google.com. Get the address. Get some directions, and get to the club. Like I said, it's just started. The doors are just opening up. There's people already coming in. Go grab you a bottle. Go grab you some friends, and get out the house. It's Saturday, folks. It is Saturday. Get out the house. 805-830-8320. Give me a call. Press that 1. Chop it up with me. Shout it out. Do whatever. If you're bored, I'm here. I got some music playing. Press that 1, and I know you want to join into the conversation. So, once again, I'm doing the chat live at theswingcity.ning.com. Theswingcity.ning.com is sponsoring the web trap for this special edition of Swing and State of Mind radio show. On that note, let me get back into the tunes, because I feel some type of way.
Showed up.
Yeah.
What'd he do? Yeah. Oh, boy.
What y'all know about a supermodel? Fresh out of Elle magazine. My whole bottle. Look, pimp juice, I keep it one. Bad than a mother.
Oh, I need a bad girl. If you're a bad girl.
Players, when you see me, act like you know me.
I keep a dollar worth a dime.
No pimp, it ain't easy. For all my chicks in the club, who knows how to cut a rug?
If you're a bad girl, get at me, bad girl. Work me, baby. Shake it in the way I like. I'm ready to be bad. I need a bad girl.
Say yeah.
Get at me, bad girl. One sexy lady coming on with me tonight. I'm ready to be bad. I need a bad girl. Get at me, bad girl.
Now I've seen a lot of bras. All wanna call. Everyone look the same, but take a look at my day.
She takes that hypnotic Alize.
There ain't much more I can say, but
I need a bad girl.
Yeah,
bad girl.
1,000 on the bar now. Chick need a drink on the floor now. Look at them bad girls moving it, making faces while they
doing it.
I wanna take one to the fresh room. So close, I'm smelling like your perfume.
If you're a bad girl, get at me, bad girl.
Work me, baby. Take it in the way I like. I'm ready to be bad.
I need a bad girl. Get at me, bad girl.
One sexy lady coming on with me tonight. I'm ready to be bad.
I need a bad girl.
Get at me, bad girl.
Give me one of them.
Get at me, bad girl. If you wanna party,
shake it, baby. I need a bad girl. Get at me, bad girl.
Oh, sexy.
What a sexy lady. Come in on with me tonight. I'm ready to be bad. I need a bad girl.
Bad, baby.
Get me bad girl. Get me one of them, get me one of them.
One of them.
Get me one of them, get me one of them. Oh, 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 oh. Get at me, bad girl. I'ma give me one of them. Get me one of them, get me one of them. Get me one of them, get me one of them. Oh, 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 oh. Get at me, bad girl. I'ma give me one of them.
Well,
get me one of them, get me one of them.
Get bad.
Get at me, bad girl.
Give me one of them.
Give me one of them.
Give
me one of them.
Stay
fast. Give me one of them. Give me one of them.
I see you. Give me.
Get at me, bad girl.
I love music. And every time I hear hear something hot, makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
Let this thing hold up, get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you wanna do. Can't let nobody take it away from you. Be free. No time for moping around. Are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm with it. It's been a long week. I put in my heart in. Gonna live my life filled with love to get it right. So I like what I see when I'm looking at me, when I'm walking past the mirror. No sense through the night at a time, and my life ain't worry about if you feel it. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right. I ain't gonna let you kill it. See, I won't change my life. The best out of life, treat yourself to something new. Keep your head up high and yourself believing you. Believe in me. Has been a really good time. I'm not complaining. And I'ma still wear a smile if it's raining. I gotta enjoy myself regardless. I appreciate life. I'm so well satisfied. So I like what I see when I'm looking at you, when I'm walking past the mirror. Doing what you're gonna do, I'm a lady, so I must stay classy. Gotta keep it high together if I want to get better. See, I won't change my life.
Trinity Blake on location, and we're playing some good tunes to get you in the mood. And we have a web chat party going live right now on the swingcity.ning.com network. And as I see, Miss Trinity Blake is ready for us once again. Miss Trinity, how's it going?
Hey, okay, it's much better now. I'm sitting outside the club, cold in my boots. But I'm in this thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at Mr. Andre Blackman step out of the club with his bow tie. You want to say hello to the radio station?
Hello, how you doing? Y'all come on now. We're about to have some fun.
Right, right, right. I wish I could. I'm all the way on the other side of the world. New York City's so far away from Dallas right about now.
Yeah, a little bit too far. Well, the club is already packing up. We got the Drop the Mic Battle competitors in the house.
All right.
So that's going to be interesting. They're called 12 Hunt. It's a 12 Hunt music group, and they're going to go against each other. So it's going to be pretty tense here tonight.
Nice, nice. Sounds good. That sounds real good. Are we still doing the wet T-shirt contest?
We're still doing the wet T-shirt contest coming at 2 a.m. We got the water
right.
bottles on ice.
Right.
And
ooh,
we got the T-shirts ready to rock.
Get them nipples perky.
Ooh. Right, it's going to be pretty entertaining.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I'm still looking at people walking into the club. So, like I said, it's going to be a good night.
Sounds good. Sounds real good. Y'all are, what, almost a half an hour in?
Yeah,
so,
we're half
you know.
An hour in. Definitely be tuning back in every 30 minutes or so.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm here until 2 a.m. myself. I'm trying to hold down the chat. I'm trying to get people to tune in. And, yeah, like, you know, I got my music going. I'm good.
Hey, Mama. All right, so I will tune back in the next 30 minutes with things be popping. We always get people in the first 30 minutes, so hopefully I'll have more time to chit-chat. We can talk about some of the things that's going on at the Lifestyle Lounge in Dallas, Texas. If you want to stop by, we are 2438 Walnut Ridge Drive, and it's popping till 4 a.m. in the morning.
Woo!
Mm. Right, I'm going to be tired.
Good. Yeah, you're
going to
be tired.
I'm going to be tired.
Right. Well, let me get comfortable laid out of my bed while you go party.
Right. Well, I left my earpiece tonight, you guys, so I'm tuning in via mobile with no earpiece.
Ooh.
Right.
Right.
Very interesting. Let's hope I don't lose my phone.
Don't say that. Please don't say
that. I'm standing here checking out this guy. He has the bumpy face, Steven Jen.
Uh-huh.
What's your name? Hold on.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey,
this
what's
is Edwin.
Up?
He's waiting in line outside the Lifestyle Lounge. He's from Northeast Texas.
He's from what, Texas?
Northeast Texas.
All right.
You know, Texas is like a country.
Right.
I mean,
right. It's so big. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
Texas
it is.
It's so big. Well, that's awesome. And hopefully we'll hear back from you. You can let us know how this contest goes, how this Drop the Mic battle goes.
Yeah, it should be pretty interesting. Like I said, I see cars pulling up, people getting out. They getting in here.
And how they looking? How's the crowd looking? Are they dressed to impress? They looking sexy?
They looking nice. It's Boots Nation up in here. Boots,
all right. Boots, all right. Well, don't forget to take pictures.
Right.
Don't forget to take pictures.
Boots and leather coats.
All right, boots and leather coats. I know that's right. Don't forget to take pictures.
All right. That was the car club out front.
Oh, they in there early. I hear that.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be tuning back in later.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
All right. Okay, folks. Once again, you are listening to a special edition of Swinger State of Mind radio show, the Lifestyle Lounge. We have Trinity Blake on deck, on location. She's making sure everything is co-aesthetic right now. Like I said, still a little early, 11:30. They'll be, 10:30, 11:30 my time. They'll be there till 4 a.m. Central, and they getting it popping. They are definitely getting popping. If you in Dallas, if you in Texas and you want to drive out and have yourself an awesome time, definitely, definitely do that at the Lifestyle Lounge. Once again, that address is 2438 Walnut Hill Ridge Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75007. MapQuest it, put in your GPS, go out, and have yourself an awesome time with some like-minded individuals, very grown and sexy. Tonight they have the Drop the Battle Mic coming up, and they also have DJ Smooth from 97.9 The Beat on the 1 and 2s. And they have an official after party, 2 a.m. They're going to have a wet T-shirt contest, guys. She says she has the water bottles on ice. Do y'all know what that means? That means once that water starts to hit that skin, them nipples are going to get rock hard. And, I mean, I like boobs. Shit, I got boobs. Anyway. You can give me a call at 805-830-8320 with your shout-outs, your comments, your thoughts, your opinions, whatever. I'm here. I got my music ready. And like I said, I'm doing just fine. If you want to hear something, let me know. If you like what I got going, let me know. And let's continue the party.
Never. certified quality. And that the girl I'm needing to cry for every day without apology.
Without apology.
But the right way, that's my policy. Stand up for a long time, Beyonce. Here's one thing. This, I don't see it.
Baby boy, you stay on my mind, fulfill my fantasy.
Come on, tell me how you feel.
I think about you all the time, I see you in my dreams.
You don't know the love is me.
Baby boy, how
the
day goes by without my fantasy.
Come on, tell me what's the day.
I think about you all the time, I see you in my dreams.
You don't know the love is me.
Baby, my baby, good girl.
Yes,
no, hurt me so good, baby. Oh, I'm so wrapped up in your love. Let me go. Let me breathe.
Thing that ready for really get to life. Tell me all about the things where you were fantasized. I know you dig the way my step, the way my make me stride. Follow your feeling, baby girl, because they cannot be denied. Come to the end of the night, I make her get it amplified. But I keep me run the ship and I go slip and I go slide. In other words, the love I got to give me certified. For giving it the toughest, let's get shot for mine. Well,
baby boy, you stay on my mind.
Come on, girl, tell me how you feel.
I think about you all the time.
Together is a rock that girl. I found it out in a your drop top girl. In a stop shop girl. If you more than just you want rock that world. It's a top top girl. Me and you together is a rock that girl. I found it out in a your drop top girl. In a stop shop girl. If you more than just you want rock that world.
Play that game, baby.
baby. You got me feeling single, about to get out, find somebody gonna love me.
Feeling single,
night is young.
Yeah.
Hit the club, take somebody home with me.
Again, welcome to a special edition of Swingin' State of Mind radio show, the Swing City web chat virtual party going on right now until 2 a.m. Playing some music, chatting it up with people, and just having a really good time. We have our SSOM correspondent, Trini Blake, live on location in Dallas, Texas, Outer Limits, where it's the Lifestyle Lounge Saturday nights going on until 4 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you are in Dallas, in Texas, you can get there. Why not go and show a little love? Go show her a little love. Prices are reasonable. BYOB event. They got DJ Smooth on deck. He is doing his thing out there. She's going to call in every half to let us know what's really, really good. And so far, so good. She's called in twice. She said people are standing outside. The crowd is looking good. They got the boots on. They got their leather jackets on. She has a group in for Drop the Mic battle, right? So they got a mic, open mic battle going on. They have a wet t-shirt battle going on after hours, 2 a.m. She said they got the water bottles on ice. And I'm here, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Give me a call or hit me up on the chat room right now. Once again, SSOM Radio official chat is sponsored by the Swing City Social Network. That's the swingcity.ning.com. That's the T-H-E-S-W-I-N-G city C-I-T-Y dot N-I-N-G www.rachelmcdonald.com. And I'm in the chat right now. Shout out to Rach, who just slid in on the chat right there. I see you. We got Jeff Black still online in the chat. And, you know, make a free account. Check us out. Talk to me. Press that 1 if you want to get online. I see you 512. I see you 516. Hey, wait, 516 is this area. And we're just having a good time on a Saturday night, late night as it is, about almost 10 minutes or so until top of the hour. And the next time, Trinity will check in. So right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get back to my list of songs to play. You know, I'm just a little hyped, and then, you know what, we're going to slow it down after that, you know. So, right now, oh, wait, before I go, somebody wants to talk. 516.
Hello.
What's up? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Calling from Long Island, New York. And my name is Buff.
Who?
All my friends call me Buff.
B-U-F-F.
Buff.
Yeah. Buff. I like that. All right, Buffy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good on this Saturday night. How are you? How is Long Island treating you? I know it's quiet out there.
Yeah, it is. Everybody, I don't know. I'm usually not in Long Island. I'm always in Brooklyn or something, but today I just was in the crib chilling.
Oh, no plans for today? It's Saturday, the first Saturday of the month. You know what that means? Everybody out. Everybody out.
Nah, I'm just in the crib, just maintaining, that's all.
Everybody's out. The ratchets, the classy, everybody out. Today, you know, the first Saturday. It's the first weekend of the month, you know.
Exactly.
It's no excuse. Why am I not out, right?
Uh-huh.
Look, I talk a good one, don't I?
it sounded good
when I was saying it. Then I thought about it. Then why am I not out? Because it ain't
exactly
the first for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got to, I had to hold off on that, you know.
Gotcha.
I'm doing a special edition. We're normally not on a Friday night, but it's a special edition going on right now. My correspondent is in Dallas, Texas. She's hosting the Lifestyle Lounge, which is a lifestyle-friendly party night. It's a BYOB event. They have a live DJ. They got an open mic, drop the bottle, and they have the water bottles on ice for a 2 a.m. wet T-shirt contest. Now, why we can't have
right
that
there.
Here? Why they can't have that here? Why can't I pour a little water on me like Flash Dance?
You know, we have a swinger club out here in Allen, but it is so corny.
We need to go and take it over.
That was something that I had wanted to do, because their Friday nights be boring. But I know that a lot of people wouldn't want to come because it's in Long Island, you know, and things
That's
like that.
That's not true. I host parties in Long Island, actually.
For real?
Yeah. I host private hotel parties in Long Island, and I'll be having my birthday party, hopefully, next month in Long Island.
Oh, yeah, because I was trying to – my birthday is next month, too. I was trying to do I wanted to do a party too, because I have my own group on Facebook that I'm trying to get pushing, and it's just, you know, it's a little hard, but I don't party alone. I never partied in New York. That's the sad part about it. Like, when I party, I'm always in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina.
I want to go D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Well, next time I go, you can come.
So, as long as you got me. So, let me ask you this. I'm going to give you the opportunity to do a shameless plug. What's the name of your group on Facebook, and am I a member?
Oh, no, you're not. I can't make you a member. It's called Big Guy Swingers. And basically, we have people from all over, from Philly to, I think, the farthest we got one girl that's from Hawaii. We got two people that's from Vegas. I got some people from Miami. And my goal is to set up another page soon. But I want to call it Traveling Swingers, where we just, you know, we travel to different states, different cities, and we go party at these states and stuff. And it makes no sense that we always playing at the same party. But what about when you can go to Texas and party? Like, I heard Texas go ham.
They going ham. My correspondent Trinity Blake is out there right now going ham.
Yeah, I got a
Lifestyle Lounge, and I totally agree with you. How did you find out about tonight's show? Are we friends?
Oh, we friends on Facebook.
Ew? Are you adding to your group?
Well, my thing is always and will be, I believe in asking people before I start adding them to groups. That's number one. And then number two, you don't know how everybody feels about certain things. And
well,
you know,
if
you
my friend, if you my friend, and you see what I post on my page, shit, SSOM is a swinger state of mind. I can't get no more blunt than that.
I got you.
And we're on every Wednesday, folks. 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on Powered by Blog Talk Radio. Our web chat, as always, is sponsored by the new social network called the SwingCity.Ning.com, which you need to become a member of if you're not a member of. It's free to sign up, create a blog, create groups, upload photos, all that.
Okay.
We got the chat room up in right now, so you need to become a member of that so we can talk. We need to converse. We need to convert off air. Look, off air, we need to convert. So send me a message. I may not be able to send you one back because I'm in on one of my pages. I'm in Facebook detention. But that's all
another
story. But send me one back. Let me know what page you're on because I have two pages right now that I'm on frequently on Facebook. So and they're both named with Crush Heart. So just send me a message. And let me know what's goody good with your group called, what is it called again?
It's called Big Guy Swingers.
Big Guy Swingers?
Yeah.
Big Guy Swingers. What's that? Big guys in what? In what aspect? All aspects?
In basically all aspects. But it's the reason why I call it Big Guy Swingers because I want people to know big guys can get it in just as well as skinny guys.
A lot of times
I go to parties, people, some of the females, they be in a group, they talk all that talk, but as soon as they see you, it's like their language is different.
Mm.
And I said, all that stuff you talk about in a group, why you can't prove yourself. You talk about, oh, I mess with big guys, da 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 da. But when I go to parties, it's mostly all skinny dudes there. So.
Oh.
But my goal is that my goal is to show people to find females that are big guy friendly. And what I mean by that, they don't care. You know, I mean, as long as you clean cut, smelling good, you look good, you know, they don't mind partying with you. So, it's like the people that I have in my group, I like that. They're real swingers. You know, a lot of people nowadays, they take swinging totally. They're not following the rules. They're
right.
Just thinking it's just about a bunch of people having sex. No, it's more than that. You got to bring your A game when you come out here. And I blame both parties because you get some of the females, they so amped out about seeing dick, they let anything fuck them. When I go down there, some of these niggas look like farm boys, and I'm like, damn, I got facial hair all over the place. I look like I just woke up and put on clothes and came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here I am coming all the way from New York. I'm swagged out.
Swagalicious.
You know what I'm saying? I'm swagged out. They be like, damn, nigga, you come out here tough. Like, yeah, that's the way I'm supposed to be because I'm from NY.
Pretty much. That's how we do it. Got to represent no matter where you at.
Exactly.
So definitely send me a message, Mr. Buff, so I can see what your group is all about, because I'm already loving the concept of it. I can't find it on Facebook. It must be a secret group.
Yeah, it is.
It's a secret group, so I can't. So definitely send me a message, so I can definitely check it out.
Definitely will.
Don't know where. I got another SSOL correspondent calling live from the Lifestyle Lounge in Dallas, Texas. It's Mr. J. Peoples.
What's
up, J. Peoples?
Good, what's good? What's good? We're doing the pig out here at the Lifestyle Lounge.
How's it looking out there? Crowd is coming in?
Oh, man, I had to stand in line. Imagine that. You know what I mean?
Wow. You did RSVP, Jay?
No, RSVP'd and did everything I had to do, but I had to stand in line. I'm looking like, wow, and they took my hat. You know, that's a mad law in New York. You never take the city. You know what I mean?
Right. You don't touch the hat.
I can't even wear my city. But I'm good with it. I'm having fun. A lot of nice looking ladies up in here. They got a wet t-shirt contest going to pop off in a little bit. And
uh-huh.
You know, it's just going to go down. It's going
to
be nice.
Right. I heard we got to drop the battle. We got Trilly calling in like every half an hour. She should be calling in the next couple of minutes as well. And she said the crowd is starting to look good. She said it's boots and leather jackets out there.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
How's
the
weather
out there? Let me see what's going on. They got it going on real good. And we got tutus and corsets and...
Ooh, tutus and corsets. What kind of
funny? Yeah, buckets and ice and everything. You know what I mean?
Oh, tutus and corsets. I don't know how I feel about that right there. That sounds kind of good right there. It sounds real nice. Ladies must be looking real swagalicious out there.
Oh, they swagged out today. They swagged out. Oh. I'm loving it. You know what I mean? I'm loving it. But... Anyway, I'm going to call back in a little bit. Good call. Let the crowd picking up a little bit. So look for us. Live from the Lifestyle Lounge.
That's
SSOM Radio. Here we are.
That's what's up. I'll definitely be here until about 1 a.m. your time.
All right. I'll be good.
I got another hour on deck.
All right. That's what's up.
All right. No doubt. Buff, I don't know about you, but I'm jealous. Tutus and corsets, boots and leathers. They got a bike club in there.
I'm shocked because I'm supposed to. I'm in an auto club and I'm stuck at home. And I'll be in Brooklyn with my auto team. Right?
What's the name of your auto team?
We're called Pure Diamonds.
Nice.
Out of Brooklyn. Yeah.
Brooklyn in the his house. You know, I'm in Brooklyn, right?
What part?
Shout out to BK. Best time, do or die. Every day.
Easy.
That's
it. I said easy. That's how y'all do it.
Yep. But I'm not going out there. Let me tell you, just the other night, the night before yesterday, it looked like an episode of Law and Order out there.
They really
had to have ID to get back on my block. Like, officer,
wow.
You just see me come out my house and go to the store. You're really going to ask me for ID when you see me looking like a hot mess? Really?
Wow.
I mean, you had the suits out there, son. The suits came out. So you know it's serious when you see the suits.
Yeah. I get it all the time. Nobody wants to come to New York. They scared of the coming to New York.
It's not that bad, though, because when they said it, when they said it, I thought it was another block. I didn't even know it was my block. Somebody had called, and they was already saying, oh, somebody got knocked on your block. But I didn't know it was actually my block. My block is so quiet. It's dead. It's the blocks on the other side of me, on the left side and the right side, that normally have all the trouble. You know, they have the big old police tower there. My block is real cool, laid back, quiet, brownstone, you know?
Yeah.
But the other two are projects, so that even tells you something, too. The other, on the left side of me is like, you know, project houses, and on the right side of me there's also project houses. But my block, it's just brownstones with like maybe two apartment buildings, but the rest is just brownstone. So when they said, oh, somebody got knocked over there, I thought it was those two, because they're the ones that always getting in trouble.
Yeah, because I had tried to, I was trying to get, like, I wanted to do, one of my goals was, like, to do a tour, a party bus,
mm-hmm.
see how much will it cost for me to do a party bus from to Baltimore to New York, and what I was trying to do was they could stay the night and they can go shopping, because, you know, when once them females hear, oh, we going to New York, they going like, yo, I'm not trying to leave and go back home without going shopping. So it was like, why not?
You're not
get a
trying
bus?
To hear that.
Yeah. So it was like, my thing was, if I get a bus, I can get y'all down, get the bus from there, bring y'all down here, y'all come, we party, and y'all won't leave. Y'all won't have to leave until sometime, you know, that afternoon. But it's hard to find a lot of the bus and the hotel.
Well, actually, I came across
stuff.
The website
because
I was looking for one too. So, I gotta find it, but I did come across a website where the company had some decent prices. But that's another story for off air.
Yeah.
Let me do my little intro.
Right.
You're listening to Swinger State of Mind Special Edition Radio Show with La Crush Hearts. I have my SSOM correspondent / co-host calling in throughout the night. We got. Well, for the next hour or so, we got Jay Peoples and Trinity Blake, both in Dallas, Texas, at the Lifestyle Lounge, going in right now. They're having a very, very, very good time going on. They have a Drop the Mic battle. They also have wet T-shirt contest. They tutus and corsets. It's sounding real good down in Texas. You want to go show your support, definitely do so. The address is 2438 Walnut Hill Ridge Drive, zip code 75007. Plug that into your GPS, mapquest.com. Get the address. Take your ass on out. Right now I have Mr. Buff from Big Guys Swingers group on Facebook who's just chopping it up with me. So he's giving me company right now. And hopefully we're having a good time. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to have a good time.
Yeah.
That's
what it's all about.
Huh?
I said that's what it's all about.
That's it. That's it.
Having a good time.
So, yeah, send me a message. I don't know what page you're on, but definitely send me a message. As a matter of fact, let me lock this link in because I finally found the link again. I was looking for that shit. But I found the link, and, you know, they have all types of buses, you know, 22
mm-hmm.
passengers, 15 passengers. Maybe we can work together. I don't know. Collaborate.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's,
anyway.
That's the best thing to do.
You know. I'm in New York, Brooklyn. You in Long Island.
Yeah,
Dallas is doing their thing. We trying to get on their level.
Exactly. Exactly.
Trying to get on
that's
why
I said, like, this, there's a actual swinger club that's right here in Long Island. And
right.
It's like, me and my boy.
Actually, there's
a couple of them. I found that one. I need to find more. But it was like you had to pay $30
uh-huh.
the first time you went, then after that, you pay $15. But it was like, there was nobody in there. The DJ was whack. I mean.
Well, we need
like,
to go in there. We need to go find us the owner. You know, we need to
yeah.
do it. We need to come to him professional. Like, listen, sir, we got this crowd and we got this person. We can help
mm-hmm.
you out.
Exactly.
And we can have the Lifestyle Lounge New York version. Ow.
Exactly. I mean,
the Lifestyle Lounge East Coast.
Because they're Saturdays.
Really do it up.
Because their Saturdays be pumped, but it's more, it's a couple things. But
mm-hmm.
then Friday nights and singles nights, and it's like totally whack.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, dang, if I just get the promotion, because I know mass swingers from everywhere, and putting a party there, be off the hook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just throwing it out there, and people come from everywhere.
Right. Yeah. Sounds like a plan. I know
definitely.
That's right. No, that's right. But anyway, so Big Guy Swingers, K can I ask,
yes.
What's your size? Are you wide or are you tall?
Yes, I'm wide. I'm tall. I'm 6 feet.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a big guy.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
I tell them all the time, I think I'm the biggest freak in the East.
I know, that's right.
It's nothing that I probably wanting to try or do. I mean, I ain't gay, so that shit is 86. pleasing a female is my thing. You know, I always believe in, I try to tell guys when they go to parties, if you treat a female like the queen that she is, she's going to make you feel like the king that you are at a party. So
mm-hmm.
That means you got to step your A game up. You got to talk to her. I mean, you got to flirt. And the more you flirt and you make her feel good and she's play with you and you doing your thing, you know, she'll keep coming back to you all the time. You know, you may have sessions on the side, but the thing is that you got to be on your A game. You can't be slacking and talking all this other stuff and then you get with her and it's like, you can't. Even when you in the groups and stuff, you gotta talk the right time to talk. You know, you have to basically show her that you're not an asshole. You know, some of these dudes, they come at them like they figure, yo, I got 10 inches here, come suck my dick. That ain't how it works, bro.
Uh-huh.
You know, talk to her like she's a human being. Talk to her like she's somebody that you really wanna get to meet and do stuff with. And when you can be able to do that, it's much easier. But a lot of these dudes, they just act up so bad that it's making it so bad for people that a lot of females, they don't want to come no more because dudes act stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, want to deal with people that's mature, that's really about what, you know, having a good time. I said conversation is the key to anything. You have great conversation, you can get anything you want from a female, but it starts with conversation.
Right.
So that's like, you know, my goal in my group is the guys that I have is very mature. Yeah, you know, everybody going to say their little thing, but they come correct and it's just, I believe in having fun, you know. Like I tell them, like one of my adventures is that I'm trying to do a 3-day party. You know, we rent a beach house, maybe in like Myrtle Beach or Virginia Beach. We rent a beach house and we just go in for 3 days.
Up.
You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, I got plans and goals.
Got plans, okay. I got plans too. Give me a call. 347.
Let everybody know. You can't beat that.
No, you can't. So I definitely like what you're saying. I like the way you're speaking right now. I definitely want to check out this group. Once again, I invite you and your team and everybody listening to join me on the swingcity.name.com, new improved social network. And we're trying to basically get people from each side of the nation. We want people from the South. We want people from the Midwest. We want people from the East. We want people from the Northwest and Northeast. And we want people from the West Coast definitely to come out on this website. You know, let's get it popping. Let's get off of Facebook because, you know, Facebook is limited. Let's get off of Facebook and let's do something. Let's rebrand Swingers. Let's definitely rebrand the Swingers lifestyle. That's my goal. Let's rebrand the Swingers lifestyle. It's not just about sex, folks, for all those that think so. I also want to invite y'all to tune in Wednesday night. Wednesday on Swinger State of Mind Radio Show. That's our normal time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time from 9 to 11. We'll be on, and this Sunday, This Wednesday, we'll be talking about to reveal or not to reveal, confidentiality in the lifestyle. Have you told your family? Will you tell your family? When's a good time to tell your family? We're going to explore all that and then some. Once again, we have our daily quickie. You know, that's our commercials. And we also have Orgy Time, where listeners can submit random questions about the lifestyle, and the panel and the hostess will, you know, try to answer them the best of our abilities, because that's what we are all about, awareness and just having a good time and a bunch of like-minded people having a decent conversation like myself and Buff from Long Island is doing right now. What part of Long Island are you in, Buff?
Hempstead.
Hempstead. I have parties out in Melville. So.
Oh, you way out there. Suffolk County.
What?
Melville is
not that far.
No, I'm sorry. You know what? I cannot find where Melville is at. That is one.
Melville's like the borderline of Suffolk, and it's like on a borderline area, but it's real. It's like right off. It's like exit 48 or something like that. No, not exit 48. Is it? Like
it can be 48, because 40, because 30, because 30, no, it's, yeah, it could be 48, because 32 is,
right, it's right off the highway, like, you make that right, and you have to make a quick left, or you'll keep going past it, and it's right behind Hilton Garden, so, we're definitely going
to
do that, Round Swamp Road, you know what I said, right?
Huh?
Round Swamp Road.
Nah,
you know, I can say this about Long Island. That is the most craziest place ever. I went to a part of Long Island, and all the streets were named after trees. No lie. They had trees and plants. Like, there was Bark Avenue. There was Apple Street. There was Fig, Orange, Pear. And as you go down, I'm like, really? Leaf?
Yeah.
Like, it was really, like, really, really
we
Long
get,
Island.
Like, some of the streets I go through, they all nothing but president's last names. Got Washington, Roosevelt, Lincoln. Then I've been to one where it was all cities. It was New York, Philly, Jersey. I was like, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, they get a little outrageous with their naming their streets out here.
Well, you're tuned in to another special edition of Swingin' State of Mind Radio Show, 805-830-8320. Press that 1. Join Buff and myself. So, Buff, you don't mind chilling with me, right?
Sure I don't.
Okay. Are you laid in the bed right now?
No, just actually sitting up early. I was laying down when I sat up.
Okay. All right. Well, I just lay back and I'm like sitting back and forward. I don't know. Just mad emotional. I'm mad emotional. I don't know what I want to do. I sit back and then I jump back up. I don't know. Chilling, waiting for Trinity and Jay to check back in. They having fun. I don't even think they remember I'm on air. They probably not forgot I'm on air. Shout out to I forget what I was going to say. But shout out to our group. That's what I was going to say. Swingin' State of Mind Radio Show. Also, we have a web chat party, but there's only me in the room right now. But the swingcity.ning.com has painted the Swing City pink, because we support the fight to find a cure for breast cancer. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we are asking all our swingers or all our members site-wide to post their best in pink pics on the website in honor and show your support for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So do that. You know, remember, no nudity, but sexy is encouraged. I got my little pink bra up in there and my pink lingerie going on up in there already. So, you know, we just put that up there. And shout out to Pink Panty Productions. It's another Texas/bass group on Facebook. That's supposed to be, you know, coming out to the swingcity.name.com. So, sounds like a plan. Remember, we'll be back on air October 10th, 9 p.m. Eastern, and the topic is to reveal or not to reveal. How do or did you explain the lifestyle to your family and friends? Do you keep it under wraps? And if so, what kind of techniques or tricks and things you do to keep them hidden from your family and friends? And also, do you reveal them in a relationship? You just met somebody, everything seemed like it's going cool. Do you tell them that you're a swinger? Or do you hold off and wait? Or, you know, there's something you should reveal on the first day. Oh, we're going to have a lot to talk about on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. 805-830-8320. Uh-oh. I see the lady of the hour is finally checking in with us. What's going on, Trinity?
Hey, I'm sending it about the lifestyle out. And everything is running behind. The DJ is just not getting here. And the club is pretty much packed. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so now they're about to do the wobble with it.
I know that's right. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble.
I just saw Jay Peoples in the building. Hey.
Yeah, Jay called in. He
Hello.
He gave us a check-in. Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw him come in. I'm standing here. I'm standing next to this girl. Her name is Toya Noble.
Yeah, hey, Miss Noble.
Hello.
Hey, Miss Noble. How's it looking out there?
I think I scared her.
Oh. I can be that way sometimes, but he said
right,
he sees.
If I had my hair,
he'd
to be more official, so.
Right. He said he seen tutus and corsets.
Right.
Why are you acting like that?
Right.
I got Buff online from Long Island, and we talking about having our own the Lifestyle Lounge in New York City, Trinity.
Okay.
We gonna have the New York City version.
Well,
we feel jealous.
She's gonna be giving out foot massages all night.
Oh, yeah, she's there. Foot massages. You hear this, Buff?
Yeah, I hear that.
Work t-shirt contest, foot massages, open
yes,
mic, drop the mic contest competition going on, live DJ.
And we have several barmaids as well.
You just said barmaid?
We have three different birthdays.
Oh, birthday parties. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
I should have stepped away. This is not the way me and you sitting at home and we listen
exactly.
to them and have a good time. Mm-mm.
Exactly.
But we ain't hating on nobody, Shine. Definitely do it up out there, Trinity. Have a good time. We're on here for another 30 minutes, Trinity. I think we lost Trinity.
And
we have a group here. It's
1200.
Hello. Shout out to 1200. I think that's what she said.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hey,
come out to this man. 12, 13, and big. Don't talk about that. Yeah, come on. Shout out. Living Triple D stand up. What it is, man. Now, Dallas, yeah.
That's what's up.
Hello.
Sounds good. How you doing? Y'all in the Island Limits. Okay. Don't fuck with her. All right.
Hi, this is Trinity Blake.
All right, Trinity. Thank you. I don't understand what he... I didn't understand what he was saying. I'll be honest with you.
You didn't
comprehend that southern slang. I didn't understand that southern slang just now. Sorry.
That's that geeky
well,
right there.
Not a problem.
All right. Woo! They are doing it up out there. I feel some type of way.
That's that geeky.
I didn't understand. You understood him? I
didn't
understand.
Nah, I ain't a good man.
I heard
the 12, the whatever, 100.
That's it. That's all we heard. Yeah. I was like, huh, what? He's like, we doing it up, come fuck with us. And then he's like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what? He's like, okay.
That's that alcohol.
He said infinity. I heard that. I did hear that. Heard come fuck with us, and I heard infinity. We at Club Infinity. I'm like, that's not Club Infinity. That's the Outer Limits. What are you talking about?
Terrible.
Something like that. But I'm feeling some type of way. They got wet t-shirt contests. They got drop the mic competition. They got masseuse giving out foot massages at
that's
the club. BYOB. So you know you done went in there with a big old gallon of Ciroc and pineapple juice.
There you go. Get that so cool.
Three birthday parties, so you know you're going to everybody's table. Like, what up, cousin? Can I get some cake? So, really? Because that's what I was doing. Like, hey, cousin, can I get some cake? Like, we my cousin.
That's my cousin
you know
right there.
Everybody family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Birthdays and reunions, we all family. Birthdays and reunions, we all family.
Mm-hmm. I never forget. When I crashed, me and my boys crashed a family reunion. That joint was funny. They was at a park and we was just, you know, going to find a barbecue. We thought we was at the barbecue, but it wasn't that one.
Oh.
And they just wouldn't let us leave. They was like, no, hey, I got some burgers and fries. Who you know here? I was like, I'm looking for them now. Well, go on, son, and eat me. And you know,
you get that food in your system. You forgot all train of thought. Like I was doing something more, but this shrimp is good.
Exactly. Then finally, like they calling my phone, talking about we y'all at yo, we in lot 4. No, idiot, we in lot 6. Oh, well, we be there in a minute. After I finish eating this shrimp, Bob. We finally got to where we were supposed to be. He's like, oh, here
y'all
go.
Y'all was
for
done.
Real.
Like, I'm done. We're going to sit down now. We didn't even want to play touch flag football. We're going to sit down.
Nah, we end up, we were still fooling around and running around and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So my big ass can't be doing too much of that, but I was doing it anyway.
I know
that.
That's right.
When I'm sitting there saying, oh, Jesus, Lord, please forgive me for what I've done, but I'm about to fall.
I know,
they,
right?
They be like, yo, you's retarded for that one. But I said, look, I'd rather crack on myself before you crack on me, so here we go. But, you know, I always have fun. It was fun, though. It was like, where did y'all go? Yo, we was at another party down, like, three numbers down, and they wouldn't let us leave. Like, eat. I'm sitting
like,
here
like, it was Uncle Joe. Good, it was.
Uh-huh.
Everybody got an Uncle Joe.
You know.
He wouldn't let nobody leave. You got Grandpa. He up there doing a tootsie. I don't know what he
doing.
But he know he be doing it. He know what he doing.
They had this one of the uncles, man, he thought he was back in the 60s and still hitting on. Come here, girl. What's up? I'm like, dude, you funny. But he was getting the play, though. I said,
yeah,
he came in.
You know they have that big wad of keys. You know they have that big key.
Oh, yeah.
Keys, and they trickling the keys. And they got
said,
a big old van.
And they got that, yep. And in that back of that van was that moonshine, that real good, good stuff. That's that stuff that'll put you on
crazy,
your face.
Crazy. Yeah. So, you want to give any shout-outs while we're on here? You know, the show is recorded, so, you know.
Just give a shout-out to my people in Long Island. You know, Stand Up, Hempstead all day. Give a shout-out to my auto team, Pure Diamonds out of Brooklyn. Shout-out to all the auto out to all the ACs, SCs, MCs, SUVs, all of them. Showing love
all
to
them.
All the clubs out there doing it up big.
So what you riding on? 20,
24? Mercedes-Benz, my feet.
Huh?
I said I'm riding on my feet. I had a bad accident on my car. So he's carless for right now, yeah. Had a bad accident, so.
Poor baby.
Yeah, and the sad part about it was I wasn't even in the car.
What do you mean you wasn't in the car?
My car was, it was, when we had that real bad snowstorm last year. And my car was sitting outside in the front of my building. And one of the fire trucks was coming down because it was a big fire not too far from my house. And they was moving so fast, it swerved and it totaled my car.
Oh. Shout out to Tamika. She just said she's enjoying the atmosphere at the lounge. She's live right now at the Lifestyle Lounge, and she's texting, and she's saying she's enjoying the atmosphere at the lounge. Shout out to Ms. Tamika out there. Definitely give us a call, folks, 805-830-8320. Right now we got Mr. Buff. Mr. Buff in the Buff.
Sure.
From Hempstead, Long Island, on the check-in right now. And we got Mr. J. Peoples, who just called in on the check-in from the Lifestyle Lounge.
Yeah, what's good? Live at the Lifestyle Lounge. I'm standing here right next to Ms. Tamika Brooks. Live and direct.
Yeah, she's hitting me up in the chat right now. She said she's enjoying the atmosphere. So shout-out to Tamika.
Yeah, I'm going to say hello.
All right. Hello. All right. Hey, Tamika, how you doing?
I'm doing lovely, babe. How about you?
We doing all right over here. How's the Lifestyle Lounge right now?
I'm really enjoying it. It's a nice atmosphere.
Nice atmosphere, everybody.
Yeah.
Any sexy dudes in there? How's the men looking?
They're looking okay. I'm sitting there, got my eye on them, the big eyes, trying to see what's going on.
Oh, okay.
That's good. Big eyes, so that must mean the lady standing in the kitchen.
Huh?
I said she said she got her big eyes out, so that means her ladies are standing up in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Could be.
Sounds good, Tamika.
Y'all have a good night.
Thank you. You too. You
enjoy
your
night.
Are you
going
to be part of
the
T-shirt contest? Oh, no.
Everything. Everything
makes everybody to do.
I know that's right.
I'll come back and watch, though.
All right.
All right. You have a good night.
You
too.
Yo, OM Radio Live at the Lifestyle Lounge.
Yes, Mr. People. Sounded good over there. Course,
yo,
that's a 2-2. I'm feeling some type of way.
DJ Smooth, 979 Defeat up in here, doing it big. And crowd of sexy ass women, handsome men. I'm securing myself so I can say that. And we get it in.
Sounds good, Jay. Sounds very, very good. Thanks for checking in with us.
Okay. I'll check back in a little bit. Y'all be good.
All right. We got another 30 minutes, so get in here before 30 minutes.
30 minutes. I got you. All right. Later.
All right. I don't know. I'm feeling some type of way. Need to do some. We need to have a wet T-shirt contest. We're going to have a virtual wet T-shirt contest. We are. We're going to have a virtual wet T-shirt contest. I'm going to go get me a Too Tight Hanes T-shirt.
There you go.
I'm going to go get me a Too Tight Hanes T-shirt. and a water gun. I don't want a water bottle. That's too much squirting. Squirt, squirt, squirt. I want a water gun.
Forget that.
I got the handheld shower head, though.
Just get a bucket and just drop it. Just get a bucket and drop it.
Oh, no. You got to tease them. That's too quick. You got to do it slowly. You got to let the nipples get nice and perky and, you know.
Make sure the water cold.
Yeah, you got to do it nice and slow. You know, you got to work your way up.
I hear you.
That's right. I'm going to do that. I think that's going to be so hot and fun. And I'm going to make a video.
Post it on the
website, superfluffyflirt.com. And I'm going to Instagram it. Oh, yeah, we're going to have a good old time. Wet T-shirt contest. You don't have to be bare. You can wear a bra, wear a nice little sexy bra underneath it. But we prefer it's just a T-shirt so we can see what you're working with. You know, I got small boobs. I mean, got small, not boobs, but I got small nipples. I don't even think y'all going to be able to see them.
That's all right. That cold water bring them suckers right on out. So make sure you have on a nice white shirt.
Yeah, I'm going to go, and I'm going to buy me a two small because, you know, I'm going to have to go to the big and tall store. So I'm going to buy me one of two smalls. I'm going to buy me a 3X.
That shit's gonna
fit like a belly shirt. That's like a sports bra. That'd be like a sports bra.
It'd be hugging on you. You'd be like,
oh. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's nice and, you know.
Uh-huh.
I have my shower cap on. You know, gotta have the shower cap on. Right. No lip gloss. Can't have lip gloss on.
No lip gloss.
Mm-mm.
You gotta have the lips popping.
You gotta let the tongue hang out, you know.
There you go.
And you gotta start off warm, and as you go up, just change the temperature of the water. So by the time it hits your midsection, it'll be nice and cold. And you're like, oh, stop. You know, I know. And I got the handheld shower head, and it got like this rain setting. Like, turn it on, and it like really looked like you're just out in the rain and one of those and then it got the water hose setting. And that coming at you, like, okay, nigga, like, damn, that hurts.
Slow down. Pressure.
Like, not on my nipples, nigga, that hurt. That's going to make me mad. That is not going to be a cute picture. He's sitting in there with a big, mean face on. So my nigga hurt my nipples. That's like
nibbling,
and then your ass actually bite that shit. He's going to kick him. Hit you right in the fucking forehead. What you doing? That's like her sucking on your nutsack, and then she scrape you. Ooh. Oh, we got Jay people back in the check-in. What up, Jay?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on? It's popping. It's popping up here in the Lifestyle Lab.
Yeah? Sounds like it. DJ Smooth in the building.
I got Miss Sunny right here. I want her to say hello live on the radio. Hold on.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? How's it looking out there?
It's looking real good, real good.
Mhm. He said it's tutus and corsets out there. You got on any of those?
What?
He said it's tutus and corsets out there. You have on any of those?
No, I just got on my knee
high boots and my minis. Minis in the building. Show them legs off, girl.
Oh, yay.
Ew. The best mini contest. All right.
Yo. That was Sunny Mac. I got Andre, Bonnie and Clyde, Mr. Get 'em Wet, right here. He want to say hello.
Mr. Get 'em Wet. Hey.
Y'all come on down. It's better than later. I'm passing out lists all night.
Right. Y'all be there until 4 a.m., right?
Come on down. I'm passing out lists all night. With the rest of you win, and I'm glad to get it win. So y'all come on down and party with us. Come on down.
All right, sounds good.
That's Mr. Make 'em Wet. That's Mr. Make 'em Wet. Okay,
wow.
What's
the address again, Jay?
Hold on. I gotta look that up. You know, I've been drinking. Hold on.
All right, folks, I got the address. It's 2438 Walnut Hill Ridge Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75007. MapQuest.com, GPS it, get down there. They do it up in Dallas, Texas on a Saturday night.
2438 Walnut Ridge, Dallas, Texas, 75007.
Yeah.
Hey, I had to read that off. It sounded like I was reading that off, like, really.
Ooh, you've been drinking. What's your sipping on? What bottles you got with you? What you sipping on?
I'm sipping on some Pink Amsterdam with some cranberry juice, and then I got some red platinum, and then I'm waiting for some rosé. And a couple of more bottles, so we about to get in tonight.
I know that. Fucking right. I'm gonna go make me some
Kool-Aid. Hey, you know, take it up a little bit. Hey, Kool-Aid keeps you rocking. You know what I'm saying? We got Kool-Aid in everybody else.
I'm gonna make some Kool-Aid and some cough syrup. That's the only way I'm gonna get high.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. So yeah, we having a good time. Trinity Blake back and forth on the mic. Making them feel comfy, so we got it going on.
That's right. So what you got on, Jay?
What I got on, I came out real comfy tonight. You know what I'm saying? I got on my Ed Hardy jeans. Got on my Tims. You know, we my Tims because we got cold. I'm from the shore, bro. Okay. So I got on my Tims, my fit. I got me a throwback. Justin jersey on. I came out real comfy tonight.
I know that's right. All right.
Yes.
Don't forget
and
to take pictures.
They took my fitted at the door. They took my fitted at the door. I'm mad. I got to go back
they
and
really
get it,
took
son.
Your fitted at the door? All right. No
front.
Hat. You know the dress code, man.
I'm at the
no hat.
SOM card. I'm alive on the radio. Give me my hat.
I know, right? Like, I'm part of management. Give me my hat back.
Yeah, I got to keep it Gucci, baby. Got to keep it sexy. Keep it sexy.
Mm-hmm.
No
doubt. Mm-hmm. You know
the
dress code, though.
I hope y'all enjoyed though. It ready to show.
I said you know the dress code.
I got another young lady who wants to say hello to the radio name. Her name is Keisha. She going to say hello. How y'all doing? I'm having a great time at the Lifestyle Lounge. She's from Houston, Texas. Came all the way from East Texas to Dallas, Texas. About 2 hour drive just to party with us. Hold on.
That's what's up. All right. We got Miss Keisha coming up.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
We doing good. How's the party? You having fun?
Yeah, I've been going myself. It's something different. First time, so I get
interested. Oh, okay. See any guys, any interesting guys there besides Mr. Peoples?
Yeah, I've been some
good looking ones. Okay. Sounds good. Are you going to be a part of that wet T-shirt contest?
I doubt it.
You doubt it, okay.
But I'm going to watch, but I doubt it. I'll participate.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, watching it can be fun, too. Cheering them on, showing your support. Sounds good. Well, you have fun out there.
All
play
right,
safe. Be good.
All right.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that was Keisha from East Texas.
Nice. So y'all doing it, y'all definitely doing it up out there. Sounds real good. We got less than 20 minutes left on air right now. I have Mr. Buff, he's holding me down right now from Long Island. So, you know, go have some fun, get some more rosé in your system. Call me back when you slur your words.
Okay, I'll call you back in a minute. I'm looking at the booty shake. Gotta go.
All right. Did he just say he was looking at some booty shake?
He sure did.
Oh, okay. That sounds real nice, baby. Looking at some booty shake. Oh, that's what's
shake
up.
Shake that ass, girl. Shake that ass, girl. She
You are tuned in to Swingin' State of Mind Special Edition, the Lifestyle Lounge. We have Trinity Blake, Jay Peoples on location at Outer Limits at 2438 Walnut Hill Ridge Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75007. They'll be there until 4 a.m. Central Time. So if you're in Dallas, you got a car, you just want to go out and have yourself a real good time, go out. The party has just really started. They have a drop the mic contest coming up. They have wet t-shirt contest coming up. Everybody got their bottles on deck. I think they have food there. Everything's, you know, they got the live DJ Smooth from 97.9 The Beat. He's on deck doing his thing on the one and twos. You know, a bunch of like-minded, grown and sexy, mature crowd. Y'all need to go check that out if y'all looking for something to do. Once again, we are at theswingcity.ning.com. Go ahead and make a free account on there, which is an official sponsor of SSOM Radio Chat when we do our shows live on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. And we will be on this Wednesday, hopefully without any problems. We will have a nice show this Wednesday. Last week, I don't know, it's like the second time this happened to us, the first Saturday, it just sucks. But hopefully, hopefully we'll get things popping again this Wednesday, 805-830-8320. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/SSOM Radio Show. We also have a Facebook group called Swingin' State of Mind Radio Show. But we will be moving into Swing Cities very, very soon. So we're working on that. I will be on air Tuesday, the Honey Suite, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio Presents. And I will be talking about the sensitive side of men. You're going to tune in, Buff?
When is that?
It's Tuesday, 9 p.m.
Tuesday? I'll try to tune in.
Yeah, I need somebody like you, very down to earth and you can hold a decent conversation. And,
That's what it's all about.
If the show's going to be about the sensitive side of men, do they exist? Why do people look down on them? You know, there's such thing as being overly sensitive, all that.
That's a very good one. Good question.
Right. The difference between sensitive and bitch-assness.
That's a good topic right there. There's a whole lot you can, because a lot of people, no, because really most people would think, you know, when you think of that, they think you gay or you soft. It's not about being either one. It's just that some people are just genuinely nice. And when you can be just genuinely nice, people take advantage of that. My thing is, I would never want to abuse a person who's nice to me. Because that's somebody I need to keep on my team. Because
especially nowadays. In this age.
So why would I want to deal with somebody who got the bitch assness? That's too much fussing and arguing. I ain't got time for that.
So you sound like a male version of me. Like, that's too much work.
Exactly. Give me some.
That's too much work right there. I can't do that. That's not in my blood. That's not in my makeup.
Nah.
But definitely join us at the Honey Suite with La Crush, Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and then we're back on air again Wednesday night, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, for Swinger State of Mind, where we talk about confidentiality and the lifestyle. Once again, lock our numbers into your phone, 805-830-8320. The website is phonefancyradio.com, and you can get all our links and all that good stuff. So that's what's going on next week on Phone Fantasy Radio. Right now, we have Mr. Buff from Big Guys Swingers.
That's what we do. We love to have a good time. And, you know, like my thing is just when people think about swingers, I was sharing with them. It's not necessarily, I think of it as a family. We just fucking tell her. Because when you have fun with your, when you think about family, you always think about the great times that you have with them. You know what I'm saying? You think about playing cards with your cousins. You know what I'm saying? You got your uncles in over there playing dominoes. You know, you got your auntie in them cooking. You know, you got Uncle Bubba over there trying to tell you, "Hey, son, what you drinking right there? You know, let me show you how to make a drink. You know, I got a drink. Got to put some air in your chest." Mm-hmm. And it's just that when you can be comfortable with, even if it's 6, 7, 8 people, you know what I'm saying? And y'all just having a genuinely good time, but it just turns into something sexual. It makes people much easier. Because like I tell people all the time, I've learned that females want the same thing men want. It's just that most females ain't gonna blab it out like how men do. Us men, we'll blab anything out. You know what I'm saying? But A female ain't gonna blab it out, but what she would do, if you ask the right question, you would get the answers you want.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, most dudes get too focused on looking at how big her titties are, looking how big her booty are, but you're not really getting the essence of her because you're too busy trying to get her panties. But if you can just hold a conversation with her and just talk, and the minute you talking, next thing you know, she's like, "You know what? Come over." And you're like, "For real? Like, yeah, come on over." So, you know, come over and be gentle. Bring a bottle if she drinks. And y'all sit and you have more conversations. And as you have in more conversations, it makes her not just easy to do something with sexually, but it makes her a little bit more like, "Dad, yo, he's actually a cool dude. I can mess with him. I want to talk to him some more." But these guys nowadays, they just so hung up on trying to get their dick wet, fucking, yo, dude, you can do all of that. But do it in an adult manner. Don't do it as an asshole. I learned this. You act like an asshole, you're gonna get asshole results.
Well, my thing is, and I tell this on all my shows and all the guys when I'm talking to them, it's a thing called finesse. And you gotta learn how to be patient. You know, when it comes to talking and, you know, like, and this goes on both sides of the spectrum. This is not even if you're just trying to get in her pants, but, you know, you have dudes that sit up there and hit you up, with, "I'm looking for a serious relationship. I want to get married," and stuff like that. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, a one-night stand or a lifetime. Everything is in due time. So one thing you have to do is practice patience. And be patient, because even if I say I am ready for a relationship and you're ready for a relationship, it's not going to happen overnight. We're not going to be married tomorrow. It doesn't happen like that. Everything you have to work for. So, you know, patience is the key. If we're going to be forever, there's no need to rush it, because forever It's not that far away.
Nope. Like I tell people all the time, I'm actually trying to write a book soon. Just got to sit my butt down for 5 simple steps to a good relationship. But the thing is that even with that, it's just being able to talk. People don't understand. Talking gets you a lot, man.
Yeah.
Gets you a lot. But they just, they
so,
you know,
nope, I'm listening.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, when you can be able to do the right things with a lot of things, it's much easier. It's much, much easier. And I tell people all the time, you know, people get in, they think just because a female's in a lifestyle and, you know, oh, yeah, I want to get her draws. Okay, you probably could, but don't just blab it out like y'all are fucking. That's the quick exit to getting deleted, blocked, everything.
All that things you wasn't looking for.
Exactly. But it, like I said, it may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. But you'll get it, you know. I'm learning to be more patient. I mean, sometimes I can be impatient. But I've been patient for 33 years. But it's a lot of things that I still want to do more sexually because, you know, I feel, like I said, being in a relationship is not a race. It's a marathon. And a lot of these people, they so into wanting to be in a relationship that you don't get to know a person. And within 3 to 4 months, got broken up. I just had a friend call me today, and she told me, she was like, yo, I broke up with my man. And I told her, I said, I knew it wasn't going to last long. And she was like, whatever. I said, yeah, the reason why it didn't last long, because number one, you really didn't get to know this dude.
Uh-uh.
You wanted to be in a relationship because you was tired of being alone. Wanted to be in a relationship because you're tired of being in the bed by yourself, or you wanted that companionship. But in the long run, you never saw that he was a nag. You never did any research on him. You never saw that this nigga was trying to still be a player on the side, but he trying to be with you. What man want to sit at a girl's night out? I know I don't. I know. Is my shorty telling me, yo, they having a girls' night out? That I'm not trying to sit there and be in there, sit in their face and want to. No, nigga, hell no. That's not gonna happen. That's not me. I am out of there because I don't want to hear nothing they say. I don't care. So
gotta go.
Like,
so you want to see it?
Exactly.
I told Craig
there
that I was gonna kick him
down. You know.
Anyway, Buff. Thank you so much. It looks
thank
like
you.
You know, we were having a conversation. I didn't even get to play my slow jams. We sat up
bad.
Here and
I'm
talked
sorry.
The whole time. It's all right. We sat up here and talked the whole time, but we still had a good conversation. So, shout out to you and your team, and definitely, hopefully, we connect on Facebook
yes.
And all them good things. It's the last 3 minutes. I want to once again remind and invite everybody to tune in Tuesday night to the Honey Suite and Wednesday night to Swing a State of Mind, both at 9 p.m. Eastern/8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 805-830-8320. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ SSOM Radio Show.
Definitely.
All that good stuff. So whenever you're ready, you know, you can give your shout outs, Buff, since you've been holding down with me.
Nah, I just want to, like I said, just give a shout out to L.I. Long Island, him stand up, to my auto team and my social, to Diamonds All Day, and give a shout out to my group on Facebook, you know, Big Guy Swingers, you know, And if you're on Facebook, you know, get hit me up, Siobhan Quintrell Dean. That's my real name. On Facebook, definitely say what's up, say hi, or whatever. And a shout out to you. Thank you for letting me share the chatter with you on this radio. So I definitely have a good time, and I definitely will tune in on Tuesday and on Wednesday. Throw my little input in there, and y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all.
You too. You enjoy the, well, try to enjoy the rest of the weekend. Keep it all relaxed or so, and, you know. Once again, folks, you have been listening to a special edition of Swinger State of Mind Radio Show. J.P. Booth and Trinity Blake are out and about in Dallas, Texas, for Lifestyle Lounge at Outer Limits Club, which is at 2438 Walnut Hill Ridge Drive, 75007 is the zip, mapquest.com, or GPS it. They're still there. They'll be there until 4 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're in the area, you want something to do, by all means, go do that. Go do that. And, you know, I'm going to say enjoy the rest of y'all weekend. Have a wonderful, wonderful work week, and catch you on Tuesday. This is LaCrush Hearts signing off.